Welcome, Team Hardcore. This is the Team Hardcore Weekly Call. It is Thursday night, October 2nd, and I'm pumped about the call tonight. It's a very specific topic. We're going to talk about doing Facebook events. First of all, if you're brand new to the team or the organization or just to coaching in general, I know there's some other teams that are listening on this call too, and that's totally cool. Welcome to coaching. This call is going to be awesome for you as long as you're on Facebook. And even if you aren't, you can create an account tonight and get started. This is also going to be an excellent call even for the Star of Diamonds. This is content that everyone can use. It's definitely content that you can pass on to your teams. If you were on the call last week, Thursday, Meg and Brandy were talking about all the different tips. It was kind of like a checklist, a whole bunch of tips for hitting Success Club. And prior to that call, myself and Brandy and Meg were talking about, some of the different tips and going back and forth on what should be discussed in the call. And one of them was Facebook events. And really, I thought, that's just something that personally I have not been doing recently at all, but I used to do it all the time. And I don't know why I stopped, no good reason for it whatsoever. I think just once I opened my like page, I just got caught up in with that and Instagram, and I stopped doing these Facebook events. And it occurred to me this past week when we were going over the Tips to Hitting Success Club that always worked for me, doing Facebook events. And where did that go? And I knew that some other people were doing it and making it work. And Corey Miller, one of my five-star diamond coaches, one of my rock star coaches and good friends, she had recently done a team call, and she had Missa Buller speak on her call about specifically Facebook events and how she's really used Facebook events to build her business. And Corey was saying what a great speaker she was. And so naturally I was like, I've got to have Missa on our next team call. Now, Missa is a three-star diamond. She has been doing in-home programs since she was 15 years old and has lost 100 pounds. She's a three-star diamond and has done so in less than 3 years of coaching, which is amazing. She's a Success Club 5 legend. She's working on this year being a Success Club 10 all-star. And she says that Facebook events has been something that's really helped her achieve all of that. Missa is one of Meg Wazinski's personally sponsored coaches. Meg is one of my rockstar coaches. And I've met Missa in person, and she's just like full of energy and just so fun to be around, and obviously knows what she's doing in her business. And so I'm really excited to bring to you tonight, Missa. Are you there?
Hey, Janelle. Thank you so much. I'm honored.
No problem.
I'm honored to be on the call. Wow.
Awesome. We're excited to have you, and I hope everyone's ready to take notes.
Yeah, I'm really passionate about this topic, and when I was on Corey's call, I told her, I was like, I only have like 15 minutes of notes probably, and I think it was about 30 minutes, and I got done, and I was like, wow, I didn't realize I had so much, but it is all really important, but it's really simple, so I'm really pumped to share with you guys tonight. I started doing events in my business about a year after I was a coach, and I found out right away, I think my first event may have been a launch for one of the products. So right now we're doing P90, and that would be a perfect idea to do an event for because it's a launch of a new product, and you can get the event set up and invite people, and it's like a party. So I'm gonna rewind, and let's just get started on plan for the party. So if you're a new coach or you've never had an event before on Facebook, I run them from my personal page, and it's really easy to set it up. You can actually type in the top box of Facebook the word event, and it'll pop up event, and it's right through Facebook. You click it, and to the right-hand side of the screen, it'll have like a plus sign, and then it'll have create event, kind of like you create a Facebook group. If you do challenge groups, it's very much like that process where it walks you through it. It's really nice. So once you create the event, it's going to prompt you to give it a name, fill in the details, pick a date, destination, who you want to invite, gives you a couple different options. I'm just going to say always make it public because then everyone can see this event, whether you're friends with them or not, and you never know who's going to share your event or click going. And I'll dive into that a little bit more, because when someone clicks going on your event, it shows up on their newsfeed, so all their friends can see it. So if your event's public, you're going to get out there way more. Okay, so anyway, first you're going to plan for your party. You're going to make it public. And if you're like a type A person and you're really obsessed with detail, you could get stuck right here and be like, oh my gosh, I got to put in all the details. Don't get too crazy. My first couple events, I poured my heart into the detail section. Come to realize a lot of people didn't read it. So one thing I would say is really focusing on what you're trying to get across in this event, who you're trying to target or help, and who, you know, what the basics are, your registration dates, when you're going to open up and let people start ordering, and when you're going to close it off. Really important facts in the details. You don't want to spend too long in there and then just get frustrated because nobody reads it. Believe me, it's a bummer when you find out you put so much time into that section and then half the time you're telling them, hey, did you read the events? But anyway, I always select the time and place as your house, because a lot of us are doing, we're working from home and we're doing this virtually online. So when you put your house in there, it'll just show up. And I, like I said, you want to make it public. So let me go over, sorry, here I have my notes. Okay, so who's coming to the party? Before you start inviting, there's a couple things you want to do for the event. You don't want to just invite people, but like you're thinking like this is a party you're having at your home. You're going to set it up. You're going to send out invitations, maybe RSVPs. You want to know how much to prepare for. That's almost how you want to treat your event. So the first thing I do is I plan for who I'm going to invite and what my focus is. And you want to start with your decorations. So I love PicMonkey. You guys probably heard about that on a numerous calls. But I started using PicMonkey to make Facebook banners, and I would make it for my event. Now, if it's a real general event, you can do this one time and use that banner over and over again, which is cool because, you know, saves you time. So what you would do is you hang a cool banner. You can put a picture in there, put some of the details in the banner. And I always say prep the party with at least 3 posts. And I say that because no one, like, you don't want people to show up to your party and you don't have anything ready. Like, you don't have your food's not out and whatever. So you want to make sure you have 3 different types of posts in there. So the first things I like to put in is a real cool motivational picture. And I take my detail section and I break it down to what I feel is the most important, like I want them to see as soon as they come to my event. So if you want them to know your registration date and, you know, what your gifts are going to be for your first 5, I'll get into that. But incentives for the first people to register, whatever your most important call to action is, you want to put that one up for sure with a really cool picture. Second, I love to share the videos that either share a success story or share the actual program. I mean, if you guys remember when some of these releases came out, they have such good music. I mean, I think the Pile release was just, it sounded so awesome and it just looks so cool. So people, you know, are visual. So I always put a video up too. And I decorate, you know, and then I always put a success story, a before and after, transformation. You could share someone from your team's transformation. And this is a time for you to shine and share your story too, if you've done the program and have your own transformation. So I always like to put 3 posts in the group right away and just kind of get that set up. And the second thing, after I get my event all planned out, the banner's hung up, you got your decorations set, your details are shining, so when people get there, they see right away what your call to action is and they have something to watch. Then I invite my team. I think it's a really good opportunity to let new coaches know that they can invite their prospects. I mean, when I was a new coach, I was like 30 days after my first challenge, I was asking Meg, okay, I'm ready to do this challenge thing. What do I do? But we don't, like, not everyone's like that. And a lot of my coaches, I love to do challenge groups with them. I love doing challenge groups with my coaches. It just, it's easier for everybody and it helps them learn how to do it. So I let my coaches know that I'm having this event. I urge my leaders to duplicate the event and do it on their own page, or I even tell them that they can offer it out and they can invite people too. The more, the merrier. Seriously, the more people that are going to your events, the more popular, it's helping everybody, your whole team. So I also ask my team to click going, because once you click going on the event, Janelle, I think you asked me about this earlier, and I was confused, but if you click going on the event, it's going to show up on your timeline that you hit go, that you're going to this. So imagine if your friend's friend's girlfriend shared this, that she saw your friend is going, and she saw it on her timeline. So then she's like, oh, what's this? So she checks it out. She clicks going. Now all of her friends can see it. So it really opens up. So when you let your team do it, you guys span your reach so much further. And, of course, integrity in the business, you're going to say, are you working with a coach, and shuffle that person to the coach that they were invited to. You know, and when it's your own team, you can really help your new coaches in this whole inviting process right into the event. It's really easy, and I've had a lot of success with it with my coaches. And my leaders really like to just duplicate my event and do the same thing. So it's cool in both aspects like that. Sorry, I can get off topic, but that's a little extra. Anyway, so you invite your team. You tell your team, invite your friends, your new coaches, encourage them to do that. Everything's decorated. You have your three posts in there, and you start inviting. I have a level system of invites, because one thing that I want you guys to think about for a minute, is there that one person on your friends list that invites you to, like, everything? Like, every party, maybe they're a rep for something else. And with Beachbody, I just feel like we have such a way of doing it that some people just don't have that same way. And I almost feel bad, like, oh, man, you could do this so much better. You guys ever feel like that? You see your friends struggling with another business, and you almost want to give them advice on social media or help them out. Well, you know that friend who invites you to everything. You don't want to be that person. And when I first started my events, believe me, I was. I would invite everybody, and I would probably annoy people to the point I was blocked or unfriended. So I created this level system to make sure you're not going overboard with your invites. So fitness is a party. Start inviting. One of the things that I always remember, it was something Trina Gray had said, was invite everyone, but not all the time and not at the same time. Now, as coaches, we are really encouraged to have lists. I'll be honest, it took me a long time to get my list together. But now as a coach for 3 years, I feel like lost without it. I have lists everywhere. And maybe you guys are the same way. Maybe you have challenge group lists and prospect lists and a couple different lists. Well, you can run an event for all those different types of things. I run events for challenge groups, what is coaching calls, 5-day clean eating groups, Shakeology challenges, and I follow this plain, simple process. As long as you set up the event, decorate, put your three posts in, invite your team to duplicate the process, then start with your invites. It doesn't matter what your event is. It's just that formula that I find has really worked. So fitness is a party. We're going to say start inviting. Your first list I want you to work off of is the post that you're putting on your Facebook page or your like page. I have a like page too, but I definitely use my personal page a lot. I don't know if anyone else feels me in the Facebook world on like pages, but I feel like my personal page has been a great way to grow my business more without having to pay for so many ads. So it's another thing, if your coaches don't want to start a like page and don't want to pay for ads, events really helps in that area too, because you're doing it from your personal page. Anyway, so your challenge group list is the first people I invite, the people who come to mind, the people who said yes, they want more details on my challenge group posts, my follow-ups, whoever said follow up with me next month or check with me next week, I'm supposed to get paid, all of those are the people I start with. And maybe it's like 10 or 20 people. I start small. I keep it intimate, and I don't grow it right away. you want to give yourself like 3 weeks, just like you would promote for a challenge group. I would say 3 weeks for an event. Sorry, I just wanted to grab a drink of water. So if you're giving yourself enough time to promote your event, you can have this three-level invite type system. So I put all of those people in first. Before I follow up with them, and I message them and say, hey, I just want to let you know I put you in an event. That is for my next upcoming challenge group. I know you couldn't join my last one, but this is all the details for the next one. If you check the details section, you'll get all your information. And I'll follow up with you if it sounds like something you would be interested in. Can you let me know? Or somehow you want to get them to, you know, respond back to you in a way where you're pointing them to your details section, you're asking them to check it out, and you'll follow up with them in a day or two. And that's where I start. And let me make sure I'm not missing anything here. Oh, okay, yeah. I definitely want to tell you guys about this. I post about this on my Facebook page, and I say, I'll put it right on my Facebook wall. And I tell people, hey, you know, I'm opening up my next launch for registration. The link is in the comments section, or I'll put it right in the post. And I'll tell them, make sure you click going, because then I'll know you want details, and then I'll message you. So you want to instruct them, like the call to action is to hit going. Because if they hit going, your list starts being created for you because you know who to connect with from that first group of people. What I like to do is I instruct them to click going, and then I know who I'm supposed to be following up with from my first round. So I'll follow up with them, and you know that really gives you the opportunity to ask those questions, and you can tell them, read the details. You're not going to be typing this out to everybody. The event does that work for you. That's the best part. You just have to worry about the relationship and why are they excited for it? What motivates them to join in this event? So that's your first layer of inviting. The second layer of inviting, it really depends on your what the event is, if it's a coaching call or if it's a five-day clean eating challenge, whatever it might be, you'll have a separate list for those people. If you keep everybody on one list, I encourage you to never invite more than 30 people at a time. So keep that in mind. You don't want to have, you know, your whole friends list in every single event that you have, because then it just gets crazy and no one thinks you really care about their specific goals. So the second layer is really specific. And I think it's more based on the people who've expressed interest about that particular program or that particular type of challenge. So that would be your second layer of invites. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything here. I'm getting all nervous. Let's see. Okay, so your accountability groups, too, would be your second layer of invites. These are people that you have more contact with every day. I run an accountability group and a free accountability group, and these are people who they just have to be a customer of mine. And I'll post in there about my event. You can actually share the event to a group or to your timeline or to an accountability group, and I let them know. I always let them know, hey, guys, I'm having a new event this month. If you want to check out the details, come on over. That lets your customers know who may have bought the program a couple months ago or fell off your challenge group, but they're still in your accountability group. It might reignite that, I'm ready to do this, and they'll join your event as well. So at this point in your event, if you think about it, you have your team, you have your prospects from your team who they're inviting, you have your list of your challenge group list of who's ever responding to your posts, and the people who you are following up with. And then you have your second level of people who you're working with consistently, maybe in an accountability group, or people who specifically, like your prospects, if you're doing a what is coaching call, you would follow up with those people. And then level three I call like the cold invites. And I know we all have them because we have huge friends lists. And if you're a coach, you're always building your contacts. So what I do then, is I just start, and this is maybe after having my event open for about 7 to 10 days, so I stagger this out. Because if you invite everybody, can you imagine how you're going to bog yourself down with those messages? Like, you're going to go crazy. So you have to stagger it out. Once you've caught up with your messages, do your next level of invites. Go through, respond to them, and then go to your third level of invites. And those are the people who are friends of friends, you may have met from your like page, or, you know, they just over the years became a part of your friends list. So I start doing 5 a day from that. I'll just go to my friends list, and I'll just click on 5 names. I'll hit A at the top. I'll bring up every A in my friends list, and I'll pick 5. Next day, I'll do B, C, D. I'll just do that every day, and I track it. And you will be so surprised, but those are the people, like, I at least get 1 or 2 people every month that I didn't expect, that I'm like, holy smokes, I didn't even know they looked at my stuff. And it's cool. It's so surprising. It makes you think, you know, you want to do it again, and you want to see how you can reach, because the event spreads so much. So that's the three levels of invites. And I also want to talk about pretty much let the music play. So do you guys know that song? I almost want to sing it, but I won't. But you know what song I'm talking about. I think it's from like the 80s, and you just want to like kind of rock out. When you have your event open, the one reason why I say click going is because every time you update your event, anyone who said they're going to it is going to get a notification. So these might be people who don't even know. They just know that you told them from the beginning, click going, I'll give you the details. They get the details, they might have given you some kind of price objection, whatever. But because they hit going, you may have talked to them, but for another week, they're getting notifications from your group. So it's like still working for you. You guys see what I'm saying? The music's still playing in their head, but you're not the one jamming it down their throat. You know, it's coming on the radio. Like, that's just how it is. And it's almost... It almost has them come back to you. I've had people come back and say, you know, I really saw that last video you put up. I know I said no to you when you originally asked me, but do you have any more spots? And that takes me to really keeping their focus and doing incentives. And hopefully I have enough time, Janelle. I hope I'm not running too long. I only have a little bit more here.
No, you're fine. No, okay. You're absolutely fine. You're doing great. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so as you're posting to the group, I don't recommend doing it like every single day because, like I said, they get a notification and you don't want to be annoying. But I do think at least once every 48 hours is perfectly fine. If they're getting a notification every 2 days from this event, it's not going to be super annoying, and it's usually something great that you're putting up, like a transformation or a video, because you want to keep the event going. You want to keep people dancing and keep everyone mingling. So that's, you know, really important to the event because it's, like I said, it's really easy to think of these as a party. You don't invite people to a party and just stop at those 3 posts. The 3 posts are kind of ready to set up what's to come. And when I do product launches, holy smokes, like, it's crazy. I have people wanting to, like, they're just knocking down my door the day of. I was at Summit this year, not to get off track, but I want to tell you guys, the minute Pio released, I think it was early, and I was like, oh, my God, I have an event, and it's not supposed to be till tomorrow or whatever. I ran up to my room, and because of this event and the excitement that I had built for weeks for Pio, I had 17 challenge packs by the end of the night, or 18 challenge packs. In the first day that I opened my registration, I was at Summit. I'm trying to get dressed for one of the parties, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these people are messaging me, and it was crazy. So the event really does the work for you, and you can be out at Summit, and it's taking off. So product launches are one of the most fun to do events for. Another way to keep the music playing is letting people know that you're doing a prize for the first 5 who register. I always like to maybe throw 3 samples together, shaker cup, recipes, and I like to send that out just to the first 5 people who purchase their challenge pack. And you can do all different things. I actually have done hip-hop abs. I think it's like $15 in your back office. I've done gift cards for coaching calls. I do this really fun thing where if they listen to my What is Coaching call, I ask them to answer three questions. I give them three questions. And I'm like, if you get these questions right, post it in the event, and you'll be entered into a drawing to win a three-day Shakeology sampler. And people love it. It keeps them on the phone. And my questions might be, what's my soulmate workout? How much weight did I lose? Like something like that, like simple questions. And how much is it to sign up as a coach? So that's the kind of stuff I'm saying. You want to keep your event like a party, keep things going, and keep it fun. And offer incentives, because when you're like three more spots and people are getting notifications about that, it excites them. They're on the fence, and finally it's like, there's only one spot left. The last person who wants it. That person who's like on the fence might be like, oh, my gosh, I just have to do this now. And I really think that's the kind of excitement that the events make for me, for my business. The red carpet treatment. So this is something that I really make sure when people are in my events, that's kind of what I was talking about, is the incentives. I always encourage people some more ideas. If you're really in, if it's a nutrition type of challenge, you can offer a five-day, like a meal plan, something for free for the first couple. You don't always have to put money into it. It doesn't always have to be something that's going to be out of pocket for you. Work with what you're really good at doing. And this is kind of my red carpet treatment. I didn't really give you, I kind of broke these down into different party themes. So the incentives and always making sure when someone hits going, it'll show up in the event. It'll show up on their timeline, but it shows up in the event. And hit like and say, yes, I'm so excited you're going. I'm going to reach out to you right now. So they know you see them. They know that you acknowledge them. And it makes them feel like, oh, sweet, I got a spot. And sometimes I say, hey, I sent out 20 messages today. If you didn't hear from me, comment below. And people who want to know are like, I didn't get a message. And you're like, sweet. Like, you're not chasing people. They want to know from you. So that's like the red carpet treatment that I found has really worked with people who are in the event, who are getting the notifications. And then after the party, did you send your thank you cards? Now, you're going to have a lot of people in the event. You might have, like, you might see some of my events and it says, like, 65 people are going. It's like, oh, my gosh, 65 people? It's not, that's not how it's, they all didn't join. You know, you're going to have a percentage of people who are going to be added back to your list as a follow-up or someone you can add to your next challenge or next event. So I like to do kind of like a thank you card, but I don't send them anything in the mail. I just reach out to them and I ask them, when do you want to hear from me next? Do you want me to keep you putting you in my events monthly? Do you want to join my accountability group? Do you want me to send you details via email? And I just ask them, what more can I do for you, or what do you need from me to move forward? I never just let the event die out without contacting the people before it cancels out, because you have to put an end date on your event. And then once the end date comes, you can't edit it or change it anymore. The event's like, you can still see it, but it's gone. So you always want to make sure that you're following up with those people and you're doing something with them. You're putting them, I always tell my coaches, you always want to start with the best value for someone and offer them what's going to help them. And if they just don't have the means or whatever, you know, don't let them walk away. Get them in your accountability group and help them. However you can, put them with motivating people. Surround them with relationships that are going to motivate and inspire them. And at least those people who couldn't join this event or this challenge or jump on this call, you have a way of contacting them and you have a clear list of people that you can follow up with for next month. So that was really my thank you cards. That's really what I have, Janelle. I don't know if there's any questions you have.
Yes, I do. That was amazing. I think I can speak for everyone on the call going, thank goodness I got on this call tonight because this is such good information. And I don't know about anybody else, but even with me being in a secluded, quiet space right now and focusing, I still was like, I want to listen to this again. I want to listen to this again. I want to, like, rehear some of the things that you said. And I'm taking notes as best I can, but there are still little parts. So I'm like, oh, I want to hear what she said right there. So if you're anything like me, guys, on the line, you definitely, you know, with any of these trainings, listen to them a couple times, especially if you're anything like me and you get a little ADD sometimes. This information that she just gave is... it's so impactful. I just can't even believe that I wasn't doing this and I wasn't training on this sooner. What was I thinking? We used to do these all the time, and I had stopped, and I feel horrible. But now I'm so glad we brought you on the call tonight, and I'm so thankful that Meg brought you on to her team, and that Corey recently had you do this similar call, so that I knew that you had all this great information to share. So I do have a couple of questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You had said, I kind of missed, you said when you get to the third level of invites, you said that you don't start that until you've had the event up for how many days? How long do you have it up before you start that third level?
Well, if you do like 3 weeks, I mean, you can run an event in 2 weeks, but I say give yourself time. Like, start an event in the beginning of the month and then have it close out within the first, you know, week. But I wait till, you know, about 7 to 10 days to mm-hmm. start really inviting those cold invites. I focus on the really my warm market first, I guess you can call it. And I follow up with them. It may take me a day or two, and then I mm-hmm. go to my second level, and then that may take me a day or two. And you're talking back and forth with these people, so it really depends on what you feel comfortable with. But I would wait at least a week that your event's open to start cold inviting people.
Okay, and so when you do an event, like let's say it's to invite people to a challenge group, the date that the event starts, is that the start date of the challenge group, or that's just... I mean, how do you work that? That's not the start date of the challenge group, right? How does that work?
No, that's something you definitely want to put in your details. I like to do registration dates. So I make my registration date the date the event starts. And then
registration date. Okay.
Yeah, and I have them, I'm like, you have 3 days to register or 5 days to register. Now, that doesn't mean I don't try to get other people in challenges the other times of the month, but it just really gets the first rush of people focused and ready to commit for the first 5 days that I open my registration. Now, if someone comes 10 days later, I just explain to them the group's going to already be started. You can certainly join in, but, you know, I started the day I opened the registration. So that's when I just say, okay, when's a good time I can, you know, sometimes people say, okay, well, I can order it tonight. I'm like, all right, I'll be online about 8:15. Would that work for you? I can answer any questions. I can walk you through it. And they're like, yeah, that would actually be great. So I like meet people, you know, I schedule an appointment, so to say.
Okay, awesome. And you said that once every 48 hours, you do an update. That's like with you going into the event itself and posting a transformation story or a video. Was that correct?
Yeah, every 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, awesome. And so if I understand the whole registration thing, when you create the event, you know, so let's say you have a challenge group that you want to start on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And so you create an event for it like now, like a week into October, because you're going to have this event going for 3 weeks, or you're only going to have the event going for 5 days. I guess that's the part I'm confused about, because I know you said you promote the event for like 3 weeks, right? But is the event registration is only open for 5 days?
Yeah, I guess it's all like prelim. So to give you an example, so let's just say I'm one of those weirdos that want to hit Success Club like my first week of the month. And I aim for Success Club 5 my first week and Success Club 10 by the 15th. So my whole thing was, all right, so I'm going to run my event. I'm going to start my event now. I'm going to invite people. I've gotten to the point where I can do a 2-week event and be confident with it. I say three weeks because if you're just starting, you've got to like feel your way through the process a little bit. But
yeah.
I would start like now, and I would start an event right now, and I would start promoting for it. I would do my first level. I'd invite my team. I'm actually probably going to do that for an upcoming open house we're doing. So we're going to start that. And, you know, by the end of the month, usually if I'm aiming for Success Club my first week, I'll open up my registration the first. So that means I'm already posting in this event for 2 weeks prior to that first date.
Okay.
So then I'll keep my registration open from, like, October 1st to the 5th. So if I was doing an event right now, I would have been talking about it, like, the second week in September, putting my invites in there the first, you know, getting all that set up, that by the first of this month, like October 1st, I would have been talking to people, getting them set up in their challenge pack today, tomorrow, and probably till the end of the weekend. And that's what I would aim to do every month. So I would get it done, and I would feel like, whew, like I would almost feel like, okay, like, you know, I could shift my focus to my team for a week and then start my next challenge the next week, or think of my, brainstorm my event for the next month. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you said when, you know, you might have like, it might show that 65 people are going, but that's because in your call to action, you told everyone to click going to get updates and get more details. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make sure I had that straight.
Well, I found out, it's really funny, this is through mistake actually, that when people hit going, they keep getting notifications. Because someone actually messaged me and was like, I don't want this anymore. Like, can you stop sending me? And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know. I'm so sorry. I'm like, just hit not going.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So that's how I found out that they get it every time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's brilliant. That's awesome. And you clearly say, you know, click going if you have interest and want more details. You know, and so obviously it's pretty common sense that if they don't want the details anymore, they should just click not going. So I don't think that's like a rude thing. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Missa. For those of you on the line, I've recorded this call, and I will, of course, put the recording in the Coach Success Facebook group within 24 to 48 hours, and it'll always be the pinned post. Missa, are you in the Coach Success Facebook group?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Okay, so if people happen to have questions, you might be able to answer those.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just tag
awesome.
Me so I know, because I have a lot of groups and stuff, so my notifications, I sometimes, if I want to get work done,
know.
I sometimes ignore those.
Oh, for sure. You know, none of us are going to hold you, you know, to every notification you get. Don't worry. And I'll check in there and see if I can answer any questions. But, Missa, thank you so much for all your preparation and all your information and sharing with us this evening. I so appreciate it. I think I speak for everyone that this was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.